Beware, Killer Tomatoes, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Paul Checker.
This is me, Jack. I'm stuck in hospital, lying here on my back, 24 hours a day. You wouldn't think I could get into much trouble, would you? Listen on. Chapter 1. How I ended up in hospital. Is life wonderful? No. Am I enjoying myself? No. Am I surrounded by disease and despair? Yes. Which is hardly surprising, because I'm in hospital. Again. Do you think I like coming here? No. In fact, I take great pains to try and avoid it, but somehow, I always seem to end up here, often with a great pain. Mum says I'm a walking disaster. Dad says I don't have accidents. You're an accident waiting to happen, Jack, he told me. In fact, you are an accident. A jacksident, sniggered my little bro, Ben. The whole family laughed, even me. You'd think I was tied to this hospital with elastic. The moment I escape, boing, oing, 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 I come zooming back. Dad says he's plain fed up. I'm fed up with you ending up in hospital, he says. See, told you. I spend more time here than I do at home, all because of you. Dad, you're exaggerating. Not a lot. You were here a few weeks ago with a broken foot. It wasn't broken, Dad. It was badly bruised. And last term you had an operation. The doctors didn't operate, Dad. They thought they might have to, but they didn't. I don't know why you swallowed that coin in the first place, Dad said. Ben said it would stop my hiccups if I put a cold coin on my tongue. That is unbelievably stupid. I know that now, Dad, but I didn't know when I did it. I only realised how stupid it was when I swallowed it by mistake. Anyhow, it was Ben who said it. He's more stupid than me. No, you're more stupid than Ben. He only said it, and he's 7. But you actually went and did it, Jack. And then it went straight down the toilet. Talk about chucking money away. Parents are lovely, aren't they? There you are, on your deathbed, and all they can think about is money. I could have been choking my way to heaven. Me.
Dad!
Dad, just tell me where the money is, son. Tell me where the money is. Oh, now you're dead. What did you go and die for? Wake up. Yep, that's all the sympathy I get. I'm always having accidents. Some people reckon I'm just humongously clumsy. Others think I'm plain stupid. But I can tell you this for sure. I don't do it on purpose. So I'm stuck in hospital, again. And you would not believe how boring it is. What's the most boring thing you can think of? Socks? School? Auntie Rachel? Whatever it is that you are thinking of, I can tell you now, it's not boring enough because my boredom is as big as a planet. Jupiter, probably, the biggest planet in the universe. Help! I'm dying of boredom! I need visitors! But not Ben. He just winds me up. Just to prove how bored I am, I miss school. Exactly. That much. I even miss my teacher, Mrs. Fetlock, and that's saying something. Do you know what her favourite subject is? Repetition. Here are a few examples of things she constantly repeats. Did you hear what I said? Secret, silent answer. What? Are you listening to me? Secret, silent answer. No. Jack Lemming, what did I just say? Secret, silent answer. Jack Lemming, what did I just say? So I am lying here, on my back, 24 hours a day. Not allowed to move.